Good morning, 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 good afternoon. It is Monday, October 24th, 1:11 p.m. straight up on the East Coast. And you're up early with everyone else. What is the name of the show called? And you're up early before everyone else, Monica Lynn. I am your gracious host, Monica Lynn. And as always, I am always up before everyone else. What's going on, y'all? What's tea? I know it's been a minute since I've been here. I got an email from Anchor this morning saying that they haven't heard my voice for a while. And I said, I've been meaning to do an episode, but I've been going through so much, y'all. It is so hectic in my life right now. Like, right now, I'm a veteran. I'm in physical therapy. You know, I am going through pain management. I have doctor's appointments. I'm in the middle of writing Love's Holiday Part 3. It's been a lot. I finished Part 2. It's been a lot going on. So it's like, I wanted to take a break. I wanted to take a breather. And I was like, when I got the email this morning, it was actually 2. And I was like, you know what? I do have some things that I want to talk about. But like I said, I haven't had the time. Like, right now, I'm sitting here in my pajamas. I'm supposed to be going to the post office because I got my mail-in ballot, you know, so I want to mail my mail-in up. My mail-in ballot, you know. I just woke up from a nap. I'm on pain pills, y'all. It has been a lot since I've talked to you all last. I actually recorded an episode, but the episode was attached to an older episode, so I don't know what's going on. Hopefully, you guys can hear this one, and I'll just figure out the logistics, and I'll be able to, you know, bring it to y'all. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about today, I'm just going to jump right into it, is I don't know if you guys know, but I really am, and I am into tarot card readings. And I was listening to one of my readings this morning, and the guy, his name is Butch. He's a tarot card reader. Just type in Butch. He's from Canada, and you will know exactly who he is when you click on. He always wear like baseball caps and stuff. He is awesome, and all of his readings are spot on. So today, I was listening, well, actually, it was this morning, and he was talking about low energy, basically. Like, if you're feeling someone and someone's not feeling you back, do you hold on or do you let go? And I'm kind of going through that right now, y'all. It's like, I really like this person. And I know I'm 44 years old. Why are we talking about you really like somebody, Monica? You're not a teenager. But you really, you know, you really got a thing for someone. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm single. I don't have any kids. You know, and one guy told me the other day on my way to pain management, he actually turned around when he was driving when I said I was 44 with no kids and I was single. He was like, "You're rare." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm a unicorn." You know, I have my flaws. You know, I have flaws. Like, we all have flaws. It's like, I'm not perfect. You know, as everybody know, I lost my babies. I miscarried a couple times. But, you know, if it were up to me, would I want to have kids? Yeah, I want to have children. If it were up to me, would I have kept my babies? Absolutely. But, you know, things happen, and I had suffered a couple miscarriages, you know. But if it were up to me, I would have. They would have been here. If it was up to me, but clearly it wasn't up to me. But, yeah, and so it's like the dating pool is very rough. It's been rough. That's all I want to say. It's just been so rough for me. I don't know about anybody else. And it's like, am I the only one that's going through that? And I look on social media, like on Insta, TikTok, and I see people are going through worse things than I am. I'm like, God, I think I'm gonna stay right here. I think I'm gonna just sit in my house. And then, you know what, I saw something from Issa Rae yesterday. I think I watched that clip on Insta like 99 times. And it resonated with me so bad. She was basically saying, and I want you guys to look it up, because if anybody can relate to this, you really need to hear it. It was basically saying she doesn't feel like going outside. That hit me so hard. I'm like, am I the only one that does not want to go outside? Like, I have a friend, and I've talked about this friend plenty of times on my podcast. Coming up on my 2-year anniversary, and I've been, you know, I've been mourning the relationships and everything. Y'all know my day ones now. Everybody know. See, if not, just go back and listen to my old podcast. I'm an open book. I'm very transparent. So she says she don't feel like washing. Not washing. She doesn't feel like combing her hair. She doesn't feel like going outside. And you should not force your friends who don't feel like going outside to go outside. And she was talking about, I don't feel like putting on a face. I don't feel like putting on an act to go outside. Don't push your friends that don't want to go outside to go outside. And I have a friend that's like that. I have a friend. And every time, like yesterday, Sundays are reserved for writing. Sundays, I usually make an order from Walmart.com, either on Saturday or Sunday morning. And I cook, you know, I cook for my aunt, my mom, you know, I send my aunt and uncle food, my mother, I take some of the load off of her, you know, and I'll cook dinner, I cook breakfast, you know, it is what it is. So, wait a minute, 1 second, y'all, I gotta look, let me say something real quick, but, I just made an order with Walmart, and I just thought about something that because Walmart, they just showed me, because I need to see if I added stuff, the right stuff to my, oh shit, well, basically, like I was saying, Issa was talking about she does not want to go outside, and you shouldn't force your friends to go outside, and like I said, I have a friend who wants me to go outside. And we went out yesterday, and when we went out yesterday, I didn't have fun at all. I did not have fun at all. And I went down the rabbit hole to say this. It's just like the tarot card reader, Butch, was saying, okay, I got everything I need. Okay. So it was just like what Butch was saying. It was like, you don't want to force nothing, you know, and if you're around the wrong people, or you're loving the wrong person, or if you're feeling this person's not feeling you, it's a ripple effect, you know, so all of that came into play, it was a ripple effect. It's like, I'm going through something that nobody knows what I'm going through, and I care to keep it to myself, you know, because sometimes we ladies, we do feel insecure. We do feel like, you know, well, maybe I don't look a certain way. Maybe I'm a little bit overweight. Or maybe my skin tone's not the right skin tone for this person. Or maybe my attitude is too much for this person. You know, and I always say that, like, if you are dating someone, or if someone wants to date you, and, oh, you're not my type, but you're a big girl and you lose weight. Or you're a smaller girl and you gain weight. And we're not body shaming. But when you see what's as physically aesthetic to you, you're going to run behind us. But no, we're the same person when we were smaller and we were a little bit thicker. You know what I'm saying? We're the same person. You know? And so, like, basically, like, if it's not the right energy, it's a ripple effect. And I witnessed that yesterday, because I did not have a good time yesterday, y'all. My friend, I was sitting here writing, because writing is my therapy, as you all know. And so I have part 2 that's complete, Love's Holiday, that's complete. But if anybody knows my process, anybody that knows me knows that once I finish it, I'll put it to the side and then I'll come back and I'll read through it. And if I like it, I'll change it and leave it alone. So far, so good. So far, so good for part two. Part three, once I finish part two, I'm going to go back to part three and finish it. And then we're going to start part four, part five, and so on and so on and so on. And I did feel like going outside yesterday. So when my friend called, I'm sitting in my pajamas. I said, oh, this is going to be a pajama day. It was raining yesterday. You know, it was cold. It was a nice fall day. You know, I had my coffee. You know, everything was perfect. And my friend called and wanted me to go out. And I really didn't want to at that time. So then I asked my friend, could we wait another 2 hours? And they were like, perfect. But when 1 o'clock came, I didn't want to go outside still. And my friend is always like, well, Monica, I want to get you outside. I want to get you to do things that young people do. Why are you always sitting in the house? First of all, I'm not always sitting in the house. Number one. Number two, I like to go outside when I want to go outside. Like, sometimes I'll look outside. I'll be like, I'll sit on the porch. Or sometimes I'll go outside and be like, I'm going back inside. Or sometimes I'll go outside and my neighbors are outside and I really don't care for my neighbors and I'll come back inside. But I think all humans are like that. You know what I mean? And I'm like, okay. So, yeah, I really don't think that people should force things. I really don't think you should force relationships. I really think that you should not force your friends to go outside. Because if your friend doesn't want to go outside, it's not going to be good. And so then when I went back in the house, my friend was like, I'll be back later. And I was like, ugh. And I don't want to tell my friend no. But you should be able to tell your friends no. You shouldn't be able to be like, well, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but you're hurting yourself, you know, and that was a prime example with me yesterday. I was hurting myself to appease my friend, you know, and I got to stop doing that. I really got to stop doing that. You know, excuse me, y'all, I'm up here burping, but yeah, I really got to stop doing that, you know. But yeah, and it all tied in with Issa Rae, what she said and what Butch said about relationships and all, and the relationships and the soul ties and the energy and all that, and a lot of the, a lot of that. And I'm like, you are absolutely right, because like, at my age, and I know next year this time, it could be something totally different, because last year this time, y'all, if I could say, I would not have imagined what happened this year from last year. You know what I'm saying? Like, the things that I went through this year was, it shows how strong you are, like, what kind of person you are. You know, it goes to show, like, you know, I am stronger than this. I am better than this, you know. And if I would have told y'all last year what was going on this year, oh God, how do I say it? If I knew then what I know now from last year to now, I would not believe any damn thing if I would go back and tell myself that. I'd be like, you kidding me? You shitting me? First of all, number one was the accident last year. And if I would have went back and told myself, like, Monica, you're not going to believe what's happening next year. And I always believe that each year is going to get different. But I also believe this. You also got to get rid of that dead weight. And I recently got rid of some dead weight. And it's like, I'm comfortable with being single. I'm comfortable with the skin that I'm in. I could shed some few pounds, you know, but I'm comfortable. I could make changes, but, you know, y'all, it's like, let me do that in my time. And I'm loving myself. You know, I'm doing things that I want to do. You know, I'm cooking. You know, I love cooking. My diabetes are finally under control. You know, I've had diabetic minute for since I've started this podcast. And I always, you know, tell you guys my ups and downs, the highs and lows of my diabetes. And my diabetes is in control. You know, I have the only thing that's whack is my back. You know, and like I said, pain management is going the way that I expected it to go. So it's like I'm loving myself, you know, even though I fall and stumble, literally and physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, I'm still Monica, and I am still up early for everybody else. And the funny part about it is, y'all, I'm up in the morning. Yeah, I get up early still, but I'm writing. And I said, let me bless the ears of y'all. Let me just bless y'all real quick with something. But I'm not going to be on here that long. I'm glad that I, you know, stopped by. I'm glad that I dropped in, you know. And I want to do this all the time. But, like, when you're writing, you know, I think it really fell off, you know. Not fell off, like, with the writing. You know, once all of that, you know, when you're writing, you want to be isolated from everyone. You don't want a whole lot of noise. Like right now, if you can, there's no noise. You don't want no noise. You don't want no distractions. Only thing you want to do is write. And writing for me is my therapy. And it helps. And I was talking to my brother last night. He was like, well, you need to start writing. And I'm like, I haven't stopped. You know, and it makes me feel good. And, you know, just because, you know, my friend, back to the going outside, back to my friend, oh, we need you to go outside. We need you to do this. We need to do that. You need to chill, and you need to let Monica do her thing, you know. But anyway, y'all, what else are we going to talk about today? I actually want to go see Halloween Ends. And somebody told me, spoiler alert, that y'all need to leave if you don't wanna know what happened. Wait a minute. I gave y'all enough time to leave. Y'all got to get the hell out of here. I have not seen Halloween Ends yet. Wait a minute. Let's read this one, because somebody said, will there be another Halloween movie? And this was October 2022. Said, we don't know yet. As of right now, there are no concrete plans to continue the franchise. Okay, let's see. Will there be a sequel to Halloween Ends? Okay, we're going to do this 6 days ago. Okay, no, thank you. Okay. The new film is the 13th entry in the long-running slasher film franchise. And this is from my friends over at RadioTimes.com. Look at Jamie Lee. Okay, so it says, Halloween Ends is upon us, marking the final installment of David Gordon Green's reboot trilogy. As with the previous two entries, 2018 Halloween and 2021 Halloween Kills, Halloween Ends bring the franchise comic villain Michael Myers, James Drew Courtney, back onto our screens, pitting him against Laurie Strode, Jamie Lee Curtis, in one final epic showdown. I'm telling y'all, if you do not want to know, spoiler alert, you better go on. Okay, so come on now. Come on, y'all. Let's just end it. Because, okay, my thing is, it's like this. And that's why I went silent, because I gave y'all time enough to leave. Now, if y'all stupid enough to stay to listen to this, spoiler alert, don't come at me. Okay, the answer appears to be no. There will not be a sequel to Halloween Ends, at least not a direct one. So they left it open for it to be another one. That's what I'm saying. David Gordon Green has been adamant that this will be the final film in his trilogy, while Jamie Lee Curtis has also appeared to confirm that it will be her last hurrah as Laurie Strode. Jamie Lee said in a recent interview with Entertainment Weekly, "I need to now cut her loose and let her live in the minds and hearts of the fans that have supported her. I now get to go off and do my own thing." Okay, so even the guy who played Michael Myers is like, peace. They should just end it. He's been killing people since I was a baby. Like, this movie came out when I was 2 months old. I'm not going to read that much, y'all. But they said it, the end of Green's trilogy. It seems that the franchise itself still has a bit of life left in it, although quite what the future holds is still unclear at this stage. Green explained in the press notes, "I have a feeling that just as Frankenstein's monster, Dracula and mummies and vampires and zombies find new ways to have their stories told, Michael Myers has stepped into the lore and legacy of classic movie monsters. One day he will find a new way to show up in some other shape." Meanwhile, the franchise original creator, the legendary John Carpenter, had this to say about the future of the series during an interview with comicbook.com. He says, and I quote, "Let me explain the movie business to you. If you take a dollar sign and match to anything, there will be somebody who wants to do a sequel. It will live. If the dollar sign is not big enough, no matter what, it will not live. I don't know, man," he added. "I don't know this time. I do not know. They really want to end. They're going to shut it off. And this is what, it's what David has in mind. That's fine." End quote. And the article goes on to say, "One thing we do know for certain is that the future of the franchise, whatever shape it takes, will be away from Blumhouse, who have produced each installment of the Green Trilogy." He said, Jason Blum from Blumhouse said, "I didn't say it's going to be," he confirmed this in the interview with Screen Rant, "I didn't say it was going to be the last Halloween movie. It's our last Halloween movie. We have no more rights to make any more Halloween, so it goes back to Malik Akkad," and that was like the original. "And what he does, only he knows, but we are done, and this is our last one. I think people will be very happy." So far, folks, from what I gather, and what you all may gather, is that Blumhouse, David Gordon Green, Jamie Lee, and the crew, they want to end it. It's the end of their Halloween and their trilogy and their, you know, in their saga. But what they're saying is it has room open for another one. But I really hope they end it. I really hope. But excuse me, from what they're saying is that they're finished. Like, they're done. They have no more rights. Like, the rights have run out, you know, so they made their money and it's over with as far as they're concerned. But somebody else can come along and buy the rights to Halloween and open it up. But I hope, from a fan standpoint, and I have not seen it yet, and I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna let y'all know what's see. But from a fan standpoint, such as myself, I really hope it's over. Y'all, I thought that the one, when he was in the basement, Jamie Lee locked him in the basement, I was like, okay, this is it. No, it wasn't. He came back. I don't understand how that happened. Like, she locked the door, set it on fire, set it ablaze. Somebody opened the door, like, and let his ass out. I said, you know what? That's what y'all get. That's all I was saying. And that was like last year. Like it was like Halloween Kills was last year from the other one that came out 2018, which is all good cinema. I really think it should end. Like Freddy gone, Jason gone, Michael Myers should be gone. Because first of all, Michael Myers, like they just said, Michael Myers has been turned in. He's not the boogeyman. And that's what she says. Like Jamie Lee in the movie said he's not the boogeyman. And he's not. Jason was the one who died and came back. Freddy is in your dreams. Michael Myers was a human. So now he is immortal, which I don't know how that happened. But hey, it's their book. It's their movie. You know, they can do whatever the hell they want. But right now, y'all, it's like it's not going to be another one from Blumhouse. And they did pretty good. Like, they did pretty good. I kudos to them, but I really thought that he was gone. And when I was laying in bed that night, and you know what else needs to end, y'all? Jeepers Creepers. Jeepers Creepers should have been gone at the first one. Coming from a fan standpoint, and I love horror movies. If y'all don't know me, y'all know me now. I love horror movies. I will turn on a horror movie and go to sleep. I watch horror movies, listen to Christmas music while writing my novels. And I'm about to get off of here, y'all, because I'm hungry. But what I'm saying is, Jeepers Creepers Reborn was ass. Okay, now the second one I did not like, the third one I did not like. I didn't even finish watching the third one. And let me tell you about Reborn. I turned it off. I'm so glad I didn't go to the movies, but I had to pay $7.99 for it. Like, I want to pay $4.99 for Halloween Ends because it's now streaming on Peacock, and I really want to order it, but I saw somewhere for Peacock it's 99 cents for live streaming, but I guess that promo is gone. I thought it was a promo with my Walmart.com subscription, but that was Paramount Plus, and I got Paramount Plus for free for 7 days just to watch Orphan, the first kill Orphan. They should have left that at the first one. They should have left that right at the first one. Okay, let me start with Jeepers Creepers. Let's start with Jeepers Creepers. It was ass. It made no sense. And this time, it didn't get no press. It didn't get. Only reason why I knew about it was because I was watching part two. And because YouTube lets you watch movies with free ads and whatever. So I was like, you know, I want to go to sleep. So I was like, let me watch this and maybe it'll put me to sleep. It actually didn't. Because I forgot some scenes. I was like, oh, okay. But part three, I didn't watch all the way to the end. Because they made him like some kind of like big. Because I love the creeps makeup. I love the creep makeup. The first one, the second one, awesome makeup. And all of them are awesome. But they made him into some like kind of big cyborg-like dude. You know what I mean? He was really big in part three. Part four, he looks like a human. I was like, Jesus, take the movie script. It was bad. And I'm telling you, it's coming from a fan standpoint. I turned it off. It took me like 2-3 times to watch it. I did not watch it from the beginning. Let me tell you how it got me. I was sitting down here waiting for a friend of mine to come so we can go out. And I was like, oh, Jeepers Creepers Reborn is on demand. I was like, okay, it's not in the movie theaters. Because the last two Jeepers Creepers was on TV. Like the first one was in the movies. The second one was in the movies. The third one was on Sci-Fi Channel, I believe. And this one just went straight to on demand. I don't even know if we're going to see this one. So, it was, okay, so I went back. I tried to get my thoughts together, y'all. I went back to read online to see how it ended on part three, because that's, I didn't watch it at all. It was so bad, I turned it off. So when I turned it off, I said, I'll find out. And so I read back and read, and y'all, I was like, really? And it was, that's when it was talking about it's going to be another one. And it's going to be part four. It's going to be reborn. And actually, the trailer was more exciting than the damn movie. And let me tell you how it got me. Because the trailer was a movie inside of a movie. I hate that. I hate that when a movie's inside of a movie. And it got me. And I was like, oh, that little, that's going to be good. And I can't believe the movie inside the movie was good. Better than the actual movie. But if y'all want to watch it, go ahead and watch it. Waste your money. I'm serious. Like, I've never been more disappointed in my life. And spoiler alert, does it call for another one? Yes. He went off looking like a human. It was like, you're not supposed to look like a human. But you know what? It's not my movie. They can do whatever the hell they want to do with the movie. They can do whatever the hell they want. I don't care. Kiss my ass, I don't care. But when he looked like a human, see, I don't know. There's no way they could have. Okay, see, what I want to see, and this is coming from, excuse me, y'all. This is coming from a fan standpoint. This is what I want to see. I want to see what made him the creep. Can y'all do that for me? I think I'm going to put that on Facebook. I'm going to put that there in the universe. I would like a Jeepers Creepers beginning. I don't want to see keep seeing him eating people up and down the highway. I want to see how the creep became the creep. Can y'all do that? Can y'all make it? Can y'all make that movie and bring that old lady back? I think that lady died. Let me see. Is she still alive? Okay. They need to make it so we know how the creep became a creep. That's what I want them to do. I want y'all to make a movie, write a script, you big time Hollywood producers, you big time Hollywood writers, screenwriters, directors, and all y'all. I want y'all to sit down, put your hands together, and make a movie about how the creep became a creep. That's what I want to see. He doesn't look, it like I'm looking at it now. It's just. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just saw Halloween Ends. Yeah, it's $4.99 for the month. So it'll be like you're paying like $5 to get. Ah, shit. It's like you're paying like $5. I'm glad I came on y'all. I'm having fun. See, that's what I want to see. How did Jeepers Creepers come to be? That's the kind of movie that they need to make. Look at this. Look at him. He does not look like that in the last one. Wait a minute. Jeepers Creepers was inspired by a real-life killer. Look at that makeup. That makeup is awesome, y'all. Okay, let me do this, and then we're going to go back to the next one. So it said one of the most popular. Come on now, all these goddamn pop-ups. Golly. Okay, one of the most popular and successful horror films of the early 2000s was the 2001 film Jeepers Creepers, the iconic horror movie directed by Victor Salva. Introduced a minor horror icon commonly known as the Creeper, the character teased to be some kind of winged demon that feeds for 23 days every 23 years, is one that made a massive impact on fans over the decades. What's interesting, however, is that the Jeepers Creepers monster is actually inspired by a real-life killer. I did not know that. Okay, there's indeed a real-life inspiration for the antagonist of the Jeepers Creepers film franchise, and it's none other than the real-life killer, Dennis DePew. For those unfamiliar with the story, he shot his wife in 1990 after she filed for divorce and continued up her body in an abandoned schoolhouse. But wait a minute, did he eat her eyes? Okay, sorry y'all. This should already bring to mind the Vincent Jeepers Creepers, especially those who remember the Creeper similarly disposing his victims behind an abandoned church. But what's even more interesting is that Jeepers Creepers took even further inspiration from the actual events. In fact, it seemed to closely follow the testimony given by two eyewitnesses that saw him dump his wife's body. Okay, I understand that. Okay, I understand it's taken, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. They have Texas Chainsaw beginning, and they show you how Leatherface became Leatherface. How did he become the Creep? You cannot sit up here and say that this was taken from real life events, and this person is not real. The Creep is not real. That's what I'm saying, that the man eat the woman's eyes. So what you're taking is that, okay, you have the Creep who abandoned bodies in the church. Okay, in abandoned church. Okay, and then somebody saw them dump the body. So then that's how you got the basis of Jeepers Creepers. But he ate their eyes at the end. Bullshit on the play, y'all. Bullshit on the play. I don't even want to watch the rest of this. I don't. That was dumb. If I was the people, I would sue the shit out of them. I really would. Okay, let's see. Let's go on Rotten Tomatoes. It came out in September. I just watched it. It said it didn't make sense. I can't find that. Let me look up the black lady again. See. Okay, let's see. Okay, here we go. This is what I wanted to read. This is what I wanted to read. And I gotta go. Okay, so he's standing up here dressed like Omar from what should we call it? The Wire. No disrespect to the late Michael K. Williams at all, but that's how he's just like. Okay, and this is from CBR.com, and it said the following contains spoilers for Jeepers Creepers Reborn now in theaters. It said it doesn't make sense. I don't like how he looked in this one. Like, he has no clothes on. Where's his creep costume? Yeah, he was like focused on this girl and her unborn baby. So, yeah, so he had help this time. Right, exactly. I agree. Like, he didn't look good in this one. I'm sorry, y'all. This was oh, I didn't like this one. Yeah. The guy just said, he said it'd be very surprising if the story continues after this. Easily the worst movie in the series. It was horrible. It was horrible. And basically, he's basically saying some of the same stuff that I've said about this. And the shit is horrible. I'm sorry. I don't mean to call nobody's work a piece of crap, but it was a piece of crap. But anyway, y'all. Anyway, y'all, that's all I have. I have nothing left. Oh, Orphan. Is exactly where it belongs. If you have Paramount, stream it. If you're late up late at night, you have nothing else to do, and you're a horror fan like me, and you want to watch it, go ahead, watch it. But it had so many twists and turns. It was just stupid. They should have just left it at part one. Or, I mean, like, they should have just left it at part. They just should have just left it alone. Like, Jeepers Creepers, they should have left alone. Orphan, they should have left alone. You know, they haven't made any more Final Destinations. Thank God. They haven't made any more Nightmare on Elm Street, any more Jasons. Thank God, because the last Jasons was just horrible. Rob Zombie made the best damn Halloween part one and part two. It was so gory, so good. But they stopped, and I think that most of these people just keep want to keep it going, but it's not working. You know, if you want to do a horror movie, just stick to the, you know, stick to the original recipe. You know, just and if you want to make another Jeepers Creepers, make this the last one, and make it to the beginning. Make it like, you know, what's some blah, I'm stuttering today, y'all. Make it so. We'll know how the creep came into fruition. Like, how did the creep become the creep? Do that, you know, and then end it. Just end it. And, like, if you want more money, just go and make another movie. It's not, is it that hard, y'all? I don't know who keeps giving people the green light for these horrible ass movies, because I have not seen a good horror movie in a long time. I really haven't. All right, y'all, that's all I got. I ain't got no more. Like I said, if you want to watch Orphan, go ahead and watch Orphan. I think it's First Kill or whatever it's in. I don't know, Orphan Kills. I don't know what it is. But the first one was original classic. Jeepers Creepers, the first one was a classic. The last two, three, four was gross. It was ass. That's all I got, y'all. I ain't got no more. It was my pleasure being here with y'all today.